If I could talk the stories, I could tell. It's the Bill Elder Podcast on this fourth day of January 2011. Happy birthday to Michael Stipe of REM, who is 51. Dave Foley, Kids in the Hall, wasn't it? Yeah, 48. Doris Kearns Goodwin, who's a historian. I'm always fascinated by that occupation. I'm a historian. If it's happening now, I don't care. Is 68 today. On this day, Lamar Williams replaced the late Barry Oakley in the Allman Brothers Band, according to an announcement in Rolling Stone magazine. And a biggie on this day in 1950, RCA Victor announced it would manufacture the long-playing record. That's right, the LP was born on this day. I really love how today, especially younger people, are in tune with the way that the vinyl recording sounds. I had some friends come over during the holidays, and one of the guys just couldn't stop looking at the album collection. You know, I want to see everything you have. I want to spend a day looking through your record collection. And, you know, being a disc jockey and having gotten free records through, and many of them I bought, actually. A lot of people misunderstand a lot of this. We gave away records on the air. That's why the record companies gave us things, was to give away. Every now and then, if we had some left over, I would get a DJ copy, and that's what I've got. But a lot of stuff, especially growing up, I bought all my Beatle albums, and I've said this many times. I've spent more money on Beatle records, having bought the format over and over and over again. And I'm sorry, they can remix it all they want, but I absolutely refuse to buy it anymore. I have a good friend of mine, Phil Phillips, who lives out in Texas, I think. I don't know where he is. He may not know where he is. But he really has bought into the new Beatle stuff that's been remixed and remastered. And a lot of people say that the monaural mix is the pure mix. Because in America, we didn't get the original mix that George Martin intended. We got a capital kind of mix. In fact, our Beatle albums aren't anywhere close to what the original Parlophone records were, because on Parlophone, you got more tracks per album on a Beatle cut than we did in America. And the reason Capitol did this is they wanted to make more money. So if they knocked off a couple of tracks and took a couple of tracks from various albums, you've got another 45 or another album. So, yeah, thanks. Thanks, Capitol. I just can't afford it. You know, I've got health insurance to pay. Those of you that live in civilized countries where your government actually provides this for you, UK, please go out and buy some music in my honor. It was also on this day in 1970 that George Harrison recorded the lead guitar solo for the album version of Let It Be. You know, back in the days, When the 45 could have a different lead or it would be recorded differently. And do you remember when stereo records came out, especially stereo 45s? Now, it used to be for years, radio stations, and what was the name of the company? Buddha. Buddha Records were the first people to issue stereo 45 records. And while we're on the subject, let me tell you something else that drives me crazy. When stereo albums and stereo 45s were coming out, When they would make the single, it would be a mono mix for AM radio, and then the album would come out, and the album was not the same version as the hit single. You could hear the difference. You know, there would be like a slight difference in the guitar solo. There would be, you know, believe me, I would hear the same song over and over and over again, so I knew every lick, every ounce of that record. And when I'd buy the album and the guitar lead, because they were trying to make a stereo separation of the thing, was laid down differently, was done just slightly differently than the original, I knew it, couldn't stand it. I need help. Probably best to leave it at that. We'll see you tomorrow.